Center Stage moves to the front porch as Nomad Theater Company takes their act on the road and right to your door. Founded by Connie Blick and Kristen Monson, Nomad Theater performs site-specific works on location. Their latest effort is called The Front Porch Plays and runs July 29th through August 2nd. For this new production, Kristen Monson says the company drew inspiration from playwright Elizabeth Gregory Wilder, who created a project that was right in line with Nomad Theater's philosophy.
She had written some monologues based on the pandemic that could be performed outdoors in front of people's houses. And she wrote 8 of them. And she took a group of people in her community out and they toured around with these monologues. And immediately we thought, this is Nomad Theater. This is exactly why we do what we do. We have theater that moves around. So Connie contacted Elizabeth and asked if we could have permission to perform her monologues in our community. And she was so gracious and so excited that we were interested. We asked if we could do all 8 of the monologues and split into 2 companies. And then we had our auditions and we had so many people itching to get out into the community and start acting. You know, because we've all been behind our screens since March, and we had so many actors interested in, you know, taking this on, that we decided to do the 8 monologues times 2. So we have 4 teams going out across the community, each doing 4 of these monologues. So it's super exciting.
Well, tell me about some of the monologues that will be performed and some of the things that maybe are being touched on. Because I, you know, one of the things I'm imagining is, you know, somebody's Amazon delivery goes to the wrong house and somebody falls in love or something like that.
Yes. One of the monologues is about a next door neighbor who gets a package delivered to his house by mistake and takes it over to the neighbors. And it is kind of like a awkward, you know, hey, I kind of, you know, I'm a nice guy. Maybe you would like to, like, talk with me more, kind of a monologue. And so that's kind of a sweet, fun one. We have a woman who comes home. She's having a midlife crisis and she buys a red convertible. And she's talking to her husband up on the porch about why she bought this beautiful red convertible during the COVID, you know, isolation. She deserves it. And life is too short. One that I particularly love is a mother who brings over her cast iron pan to make corn. She's bringing it to her daughter. So she's talking to her daughter on the porch about how this was her grandmother's pan and how they made cornbread through the years. And now she wants to pass it on to her daughter so she can make the same recipe. And she can't go up onto the porch to, you know, to actually be with her daughter because of the circumstances. So there's a little bit of sweetness and sadness, but a lot of funny ones too. And they just all show how we are all starved for that connection. You know, we miss being around people and we miss being around our loved ones. And if we can't be around them, this kind of speaks to all of those issues.
Well, Kristen, how did you handle the issue of rehearsal for the Front Porch Plays? Was this done via Zoom?
So we did our auditions via Zoom. Our 2 directors, Connie Blick is directing 8 actors and Ashley Fager is directing the other 8. And all of their rehearsals are via Zoom, or the actors would come to the front yards of those directors, since they will be performing either in front yards or driveways, and they can rehearse socially distanced that way. We will have one, like, final dress / you know, as much as we can rehearsal with everybody there, but we will be social distancing. So if you're not performing, you have your mask on, the directors and everyone will be, you know, distanced apart, and then the directors can kind of give suggestions of, hey, when you're, you know, doing this in front of the porch, remember to project, so we can actually get some sort of simulation of what it might be like to stand in front of somebody's house to perform these. And then we are on the road after that.
Back in the day, the front porch was really the center of existence for a lot of people during the warmer months because they didn't have air conditioning. So people would sit out on their front porch. And so there was entertainment going out on the front porch. And it's like you're revisiting the way things used to be in America.
Yeah, isn't that great? If someone has a front porch and they've been able to sit out and kind of experience life, I know in my neighborhood, I've seen more people on the porch than usual this summer, which is great because then you're like, oh, you're my neighbor. I've never seen you out there before. but, you know, even if you don't have a front porch for you to stand on, part of the reservation system. Some people have said, we'll be in our garage and you can be on the driveway. Or we don't have a front porch, but we have a back porch deck. So can you be in the yard and we'll be on the deck? So I have a feeling that as theater performers do, we will have to adjust to all of our circumstances, which makes it even more fun.
So do people make reservations through your Facebook page?
On our Facebook page, we have a link that will take people, patrons, to a form, and they fill it out with the day they would like to have us come to them, times that would be good for them. We do have the four troupes listed, so if someone does know an actor in one of the troupes, they can request that specific troupe to come to their house if they're available. So it's kind of a first come, first serve. And then I kind of track out people that are close together so that we don't have actors driving back and forth across town too many times. And our actors are also driving separately in their own cars, so there's not any, you know, risk of transmitting anything, or they're social distancing in their cars as well. And then they are also social distancing when they actually get to the site. It's a matter of keeping the actors safe as well. So even if we could social distance our audience, the actors, you can't perform with masks. You can't, you know, you can't, and if you do perform without masks, you have people from two different parts of town who have different people they're interacting with in very close proximity, which for right now, we don't need to do that. Yeah. You know, there'll be plenty of time for that in the future. And I know some theater groups are, you know, kind of plowing forward, and we'll see what the consequences of that may be. But I just don't think it's safe right now for actors to be in that proximity. Yeah. So we are definitely looking forward to it, and it's free, and you don't have to have, you know, 10, we don't need to have a big group. You can just have two people standing on the porch watching, or three people. We do ask that if you have a larger group, especially if it's a mixed group of people who have not been living together, that they are also masked, so they're safe as well on the porch. We want to go everywhere. If you have, you know, maybe if you have a relative in a nursing home who, you know, maybe they would like us to perform outside for them, we will go where the people want us to go. The actors want to get out, they want to perform, and I know people are just, they're itching for some live performance as well. And really, this is going to be like the first live performance in this area because of the restrictions, and I'm really excited about that.
That's Kristen Monson from Nomad Theater Company. The Front Porch Plays run July 29th through August 2nd. The shows are free, and reservations can be made at the Nomad Theater website. I'm Laura Kennedy.